Hey everybody, it's your gear freak Justin here, jersey number 14, and today, as Corey and I play the Stanley Cup Championship of our San Jose Sharks, we had to discuss the new City Connect releases of the Baltimore Orioles and the Cincinnati Reds. And look, maybe it's time to cancel the concept? I don't know. First of all, let us know what you think about the new Reds and Orioles City Connects, and you can hear our thoughts starting now. Here from the Barn Trippers.
Dude.
Hold on. We got a lot to talk about before we even, you know, get to just loosey-goosey's stuff.
Yes.
Because baseball has been busy getting to the lazy part of the year.
Yes. I know, dude. I know.
So we got in the time that we've done since we last were here, we got two new City Connects.
Yep.
I think when we were here, I told you I'd seen a leak. We had both seen leaks for both.
Yes.
And yep. Cincinnati's was pretty much exactly what I saw. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Reds real quick. First thoughts.
I mean, as it's kind of the same. There's a theme with this year's I feel like we've been touching on. If this is an alternate, awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't hate the uni itself. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
I don't understand the connection to Cincinnati
at all.
I'm not up on all things Queen City, I believe it's called, admittedly. So, but I don't know, man. I feel like you could have done, and this will kind of tie into, you know, part two of the conversation we're going to have here. You know what you could have done? Just make them look like a can of Skyline Chili out there.
Why not?
Put Cincinnati and Skyline Chili cursive on, you know, and there's a bunch of stuff you could have done.
Yeah.
I mean, Cincy. Okay. I get that. And this is another one where I don't know where you're at with the cap. I love the Reds cap. Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati logo, the C is it's an elite cap in Major League Baseball. So maybe it's just kind of like impervious to seeing that fucked with, but it's like, what is going on with that C?
Well, man, like the thing is, I feel like the cap can be excused if they nail the jersey.
Right.
The fact that they blew the jersey so hard that phrasing.
Yeah, right.
That here we go.
Oh shit.
Well, I mean, we were due.
It happens. Yep. That's all right.
This hasn't happened at all in the playoffs. I think if they nail the jersey, it ends up being a good cap, but the fact that the jerseys and it's an all black affair, which is, I don't know what we're doing with this baseball. I'm not anti all black uniform, but again, you got to nail it. Like,
yes,
this is not that.
And that definitely seems to be the theme of this year's City Connects is let's just black everything out. Black pant. They're definitely black heavy. And I love the lettering on the Cincy.
Yeah, me too.
It looks cool as fuck. Like if I'm a Reds fan, I'm going, these are awesome and sure I'll buy one, but I don't see it here. The City Connect again, if the concept here is to, you know, in the name, it's you connect to the city itself. And this feels kind of like probably the last time we were super relevant as a franchise is when Griffey was here, and it was kind of the end days of Barry Larkin. Mm-hmm. You had Adam Dunn and shit like that. And like, they had kind of started to work the black into the color scheme in the early to mid 2000s. And it's like, well, let's just go back to that. 'Cause it's been a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the logic, but that's kind of what registered to me when I first saw him. And it's like, I mean, that's fine. I just don't understand. I don't know what is happening this year in terms of the lack of local references that we had in the previous City Connects, that even when the jersey themselves didn't come out aesthetically awesome, you still went, you know what, at least there's an effort there to kind of, you know, Miami, Milwaukee, even the ones that we weren't super high on, Boston.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a Red Sox jersey that you would traditionally look at, but okay, you connect it to the Boston Marathon. That makes sense to me.
Well, and this goes back to like one that is, it's disgusting. It's terrible. The Giants.
Yes.
I'm giving props to the Giants right now because, hey, at least they have the bridge.
Yes. They just threw it on the sleeve kind of lazily, but
yeah,
it's something, you know?
Do you know how bad, monumentally bad these have to be for me to go, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of cool with the Giants.
Those Giants weren't terrible after all.
This is frustrating. And again, like, man, broken ass records here on this show with the City Connects, and I apologize, but maybe if Cincinnati comes out first, you know, I'm thinking of it differently and it changes the perception of the project. You know, maybe I'm okay with it.
Right.
But it's boring and it's uninspired and there isn't, is it a cool uniform? Sure. Is it a City Connect?
No.
I mean, maybe if we, what is going on here?
For real.
What the fuck?
Your boys are a little icy in game one of the Stanley Cup final, kids.
Oh, fuck off. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't, but fucking
yeah.
Eat the dick on that.
Trying to shake the cobwebs off, man.
To make it worse, I haven't even been playing.
I haven't either.
At all.
I haven't either. I keep saying Preds franchise. 3-day weekend this week. Shout out Memorial Day. So maybe then. Maybe I'm going to get some in this weekend. At least I certainly hope.
But, yeah, it's just, I don't want to say lazy because some thought was put into it. And like we said, it's not.
Fuck wow, yeah.
Okay.
Odd goal to score.
Yeah, you know, I'll take it though.
Doing the thing of, but, yeah, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
That's right.
You know, so Verhaeghe ties Freddy, it though. Up.
Yeah. That's Freddie, though.
Yeah, right? We've seen plenty of that, as we'll talk about. But, lack of the concept is kind of like, you know, the first Purge. Concept, great, but the execution is poor.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually I like to read in, you know, they've been releasing these things that explain everything. You know, I try to read those before we talk about the uniforms. I don't always get to.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have to.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. And that both of these were versions where you kind of, because I didn't read it on either one either, and I meant to. It's to your point, you shouldn't have to go out of your way to understand entirely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the little touches, sure, like, you know, mottos and stuff, like,
absolutely
cool. I can get behind that.
Yeah, I'm not going to know what every commentator in every local market's catchphrase is. Mm-hmm. So if that's your tip of the cap you have on your jock tag, I'm not going to understand. But I should be able to kind of look at the jersey and realize, okay, here's what's going on. And even if something like the Boston one where we go, what the hell with those colors?
Hey.
At least, hey, Landy. Top shelf backhand.
Poor news for Landy.
Yeah, dude. I know. It's like
we've grown to love Landy on this show.
For sure, dude. He's like a fan favorite in real life for us now. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with Cincy. And it's like you don't even get a cap out of that you like eye to purchase.
No.
You know?
Again, so I don't want to run it down too far because we're probably just going to start repeating ourselves at this point. But just yet another big miss on the City Connects this year.
Yep.
So we also got last week, arguably even worse.
Yes.
The Baltimore Orioles.
I do think these are worse, man, because the Reds at least looked really fucking cool. You know, again, is it their best gimmicks ever? No, but at least they look cool. The mm-hmm. Baltimore Orioles City Connects just look fucking lazy.
A mess.
Yeah, dude. Like that was the first thought I had was just laziness. Like honestly, like, and it look, slight bias here. I mean, I don't need to repeat the reasons why I'm sentimentally like root for the Orioles here, but you know, it makes it more, I guess, kind of depressing when you have like an emotional investment in something and you're like, cause I was very much like, at least I'm pumped to get an O's cap, right? A new mm-hmm. O's cap. Like, this will be cool. Even if the jersey's cheeks, how bad can the cap be? Right. And then they come out and it's like, this is so underwhelming. And what the hell is this? You know, when you just have black and, you know, black top that's written in just white letters, no outline, no nothing, mm-hmm. Baltimore. They didn't even put up their Charm City or nope. At least Cincinnati put Cincy up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when the Brewers put Brew Crew, at least there was something. These motherfuckers just put Baltimore up there, which is exactly what's on the regular gimmicks because, you know, they're the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
In case you didn't know. So they're not good at all. And to the point about the can of Skyline chili with the Cincinnati Reds, if you're Baltimore, why not? You missed a golden opportunity to rock an Old Bay jersey.
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, fuck, dude.
What are some of the coolest things that happen in minor league?
I mean, dude, they do so many promotions where it's like, you know, I know the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, you know, the Phil's minor league affiliate. They had like I almost bought the cap a while ago. I think we might have even talked about this on a previous episode. They did a bacon. What a hit. What a hit. Wraparound game's a little slow tonight. Yeah. Don't like that. Still early, though. They did like a bacon night, you know, because Iron Pigs, bacon mm-hmm. comes from pigs. Ha ha. And they did like, let's put a bacon biscuit on the hat. And like the inner fat kid in me's like, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just goofy stuff, goofy, wacky promotions to just switch it up, man. And to get you to buy the different gear that's there.
Oh, mistake. I should have passed. Well, even here locally, the Tides did the Norfolk Coffee mm-hmm. like a couple seasons ago. But the point being, like, people love if you do the food thing.
Yes,
dude. I mean, if you've got nothing in the tank, the only good thing about the Orioles City Connect is whatever's going on underneath, like the collar they have, like the
yes.
colors, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's
everything else is
it,
boring. Dude. And yeah. This is another situation where, like, I don't know, I could get behind a boring script B on a black cap if the jersey is awesome.
Right. And if there's some sort of even for fuck's sake, just put Charm City on the damn thing.
Dude,
it's sad that's the point we've gotten to where it's just like, just throw the city nickname up there.
Yeah.
And we're good with that. And this really makes me worry and wish for our sake, because you and I are the same way. It's like, you know, with the Mets for you and the mm-hmm. Phils for me, basically, unless you shit all over yourself, you're at least going to get $40 out of me for a cap.
Mm-hmm.
This trend doesn't bode well for us, friend.
No, not at all.
Like, I wish ours had come out maybe the first year or preferably last year, where it seems like they hit their stride, because
everything was decent last year. Yeah. Again, you have me pining for the Colorado Rockies in their license plates.
Yeah, dude, they were rocking those against the Phils like 2 weekends ago. I was watching this on a Saturday night, and I was like, "Yo, they're rocking the license plates!" Like, that's what it's come to. Where yeah. if I mean, on this show where we talked about when they came out, like, oh man, like, I get what you're going for, but, and now fast forward a year later and like, they popped me. I'm sitting around the house watching the Phils and I'm like, these are fucking cool. But
computer today.
Yeah, dude, please don't Markstrom. We need you. This is the cup. God damn it. And there it is. Fucking Brian Rust. What a pest that dude is.
All right.
Very, very underwhelming, man, on the City Connects.
I feel like maybe we canceled the whole concept and just not. I mean, look, if there isn't an apple on the Mets cap right now, like, now I'm that's where I'm at. It's like,
right,
I don't know what they're gonna do anymore.
Yeah.
And now I'm even more scared. It's like, just give me an apple and call it a day.
And that's exactly, dude. Like, I'm sure Philly's probably gonna be like, let's do something different with the Liberty Bell this time. And it's like, okay, because that hasn't been done 75 fucking times already. But yeah, I, at this point, I'm just hoping and praying, like, all right, please be on next year's bunch so that it's not like the last bundle of them and it's completely just off the reservation. What the fuck is this? Like, let's get it done. Let's get it out of the way. And hopefully you get a cap out of me. And yeah, have a nice day, because these do not. They're going backwards, man. They started off kind of wonky. We hit our stride, and instead of getting better with this weird ass release schedule we have, they only seem to be just going backwards and backwards and backwards. Mm-hmm. And to your point that you said about like the cool ones we've had this year have just been like just shit we've already seen, throwbacks. Mm-hmm. They're not even pure city concepts. They're just let, and who doesn't love a throwback, man?
Oh, yeah. I mean, throwbacks are cool, but
yeah,
man,
it's not a City Connect.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Thanks, baseball.
What are we like? So we still have the Pirates left this year.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's so weird how they even, not even the fact in the schedule that in which they get released year by year, but the fact in the years themselves, you go from, let's just front load the schedule and throw a shit ton out within a month, and then post the All-Star break, there's absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Marchessault. That was a nice fucking pass.
Yeah.
We're up.
All right. Markstrom?
Dude, right?
Get it together.
Don't you Markstrom, Markstrom. So we're up 3-2, kids, on the Bolts in game one of the Stanley Cup Finals here. Sharks and Tampa Bay Lightning. And, yeah, Marchessault, just put your boys up 3-2 as we're in the third period.
Whew, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any final thoughts. Like, I went from thinking, oh, man, maybe the Pirates one will be cool, but, like, the complete shitting the bed up by the Orioles really makes me worry.
Yeah, and you know, Pittsburgh's one that, you know, look, as a Philly guy, I'm not like pro them, fuck them, but it, there's a lot of cool stuff you could do with Pittsburgh, man. And you know
what the fuck,
I think they probably have an obvious one that they'll, then again, who knows if they'll go in that direction. You know what I mean?
Nothing, none of the obvious choices have been made at all.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, who fucking knows where this is going to go? And it, the Pirates, I would like, I'll say this, man. I think they've cooled off a bit, but it's been cool to see the Pirates at least be relevant.
Yeah.
Patty Maroon.
All right.
Now we're up two.
Little insurance there. Thank you, Patty Maroon.
It's nice to see him show up.
Yeah, man, I don't feel like we've called his name very much this playoffs.
It's been a while, and this bodes well, because he tends to be one of those dudes that's streaky. So when he makes an appearance, it seems like we get him for like 2-3 games in a row. So what better time to get hot than game one of the Stanley Cup Final? Mm-hmm.
Please and thank you.
Right?
And we only got a couple minutes left. We might have an empty netter on our hands here.
Yep. Let's hope. Those are always fun. Pad the box score, make them look worse than they really are. Hey, there's that empty net.
So folks, you know, if you're listening, this would be a great time to hit the subscribe button, but yes. Give us your thoughts on the City Connects.
Absolutely.
And now there you have it. Our thoughts on the garbage that is the new Reds and new Orioles City Connect uniforms. And please, feel free to correct us if we're wrong. If you're from Cincinnati and Baltimore and you think they nailed them, we'd love to hear from you. What do you guys think of the City Connects concept altogether? It seems to be a failing project at this point to us, but maybe you disagree. Maybe you let us know what your favorites are. Are you looking forward to Pittsburgh's? You know, whatever you got. Also, feel free, if you're listening to this on Spotify, there will be a poll, and there also will be a question. If there's something specific that you'd like to hear us talk about, we're down to talk about it. Actually, I think next week maybe we'll be doing the Toronto Argonauts, CFL. And also, the finals of the Gear Madness tournament happened, so maybe we'll discuss that. If you guys are interested in hearing how that went, you can follow us also on Instagram and Twitter at Gear Freaks Pod. Love to have you aboard. And of course, we're on YouTube. Subscribe. Links will be in the description. And with that, maybe it's time to retire the City Connect concept. Suckers!